Good morning. This past week, staff from Seches Pesach and Daf Vov. Yes, we want to see the last piece of Gemara in Daf Vov Amud Beis. Very important, fundamental piece of Gemara, which a number of things, important things, come up in this Gemara. Let's see the more. By the two dots towards the bottom. Vov on the base. The more starts on Rav Yehuda Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav. Haboidik tzor shivata. You know, the Mishnah tells us, right? All our bosses, boss, boitin, you make a bedika. But you know, Rav tells us, haboidik tzor shivata. Rashi says, haboidik tzor shivata, beliboy, somoch, libdika, miyad. Rashi tells us that this memra that you're supposed to make a bedika, one has to make a bittel. The bittel of chometz has to be done miyad, right at the end of the bedika. Va'omer kol chamir deika beveisa hadein livtel. Any chometz which has remained in this house, it should be bottled. Now, what the bittel is, what's the bittel accomplishing? The truth is, this is something that we had in the sugi before. We didn't have a chance to talk about this, so we'll talk about it now. Many of you should talk about it in this sugi here, different places. In the first parak, if you remember the Moran Avdal on the Beis, Moran Avdal on the Beis is discussing why we could rely on a person who really shouldn't be trusted to tell us that a bedika was done. So the Moran says, "Kiven the bedikas chomes midrabbanonu." Since Bidikas Chometz is Rabbanon, Midaraisa Bittel Baal Masagile. That Midaraisa Bittel is sufficient. Being that Midaraisa Bittel is sufficient, so Bidika is only question of Rabbanon. That's what this Sugit mentions, that there's a room for a leniency as far as who to trust whether a Bidika was done. Rashi and Tosis in this Gemara and Avdal Mamvez talk about Bittel. Rashi says over there, the Bittel ba'alma, dechsiv tashpisu v'leksiv tevaru. Rashi is telling us, how do we know that midaraisa Bittel is enough? Now, when we're talking about midaraisa, right, what do we mean? We're talking about getting around an Issa Deraisa. What Issa Deraisa are we talking about? So we're talking about the Issa of Ba'iro Ba'imotze. A person's not allowed to have in his possession, Chometz. And that's what the Bedika would be taking care of. The Bedika is checking the Chometz, looking to make sure that you don't have any Chometz in your Rishos, and if you have, getting rid of it. And I think Mora says that Midaraisa Bittel Ba'al Musagi, that Bittel would be enough, it wouldn't be necessary to make a Bedika. A person could make a Bittel, and with the Bittel, he's now safe from the Ba'al Yerol Ba'al Motz. It says a person is not allowed to have it in his possession, Chometz. Rashi says, Bittel Ba'almo, where does it come from that Bittel is sufficient? Rashi says, "Lechsiv tashpis, lechsiv tevarum, v'hashposa, the leiv hi hashposa." Rashi tells us that when the Torah talks about getting rid of the chometz, that's the mitzvah's essay, Ach b'marishim tashpisus om bateichem, which we just saw in the previous sugya. The essay of tashpisu is a positive mitzvah to get rid of the chometz. Simply that the Torah is telling us to get rid of the chometz, that we shouldn't have a problem with the Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze. So however there's a kim in the tashpisu, that is going to help us for the Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze. Otherwise we didn't gain anything. Right, that's the assumption over here. That's the hanocha. That tashbisu, the Torah tells you tashbisu, and tashbisu is going to help you, take you out of the bayiro, bayimotze, that you might have been over. So therefore, whatever is included in the tashbisu will take us out of the bayiro, bayimotze. Rashi says that in the Torah says loss of tashbisu, so it's loss of tevaru. Tevaru would imply to destroy the chefts of the chometz. The chometz itself, you have to do something to the chometz. Torah doesn't say tevaru. Torah says loshon of hashbosa, and Rashi says the hashbosa, the levi hashbosa, included in the mashmois of tashbisu is a hashbosa belev, that a person is mashbis belev, a person considers his chometz to be ka'afr da'aron. That's the bittul that we're talking about over here. And that's enough to detach the chometz from him, which means like this, that the iser of Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze, apparently, is not just dependent on the fact that you own the chometz and not own the chometz, because you still own the chometz after the bittul. You're not making it hefker. But what you're doing is that you're accomplishing that this chometz, my relationship to this chometz anymore, to the chometz is that of after the ara, that it's dirt, it's nothing. And when a person does that, and you see over here, the person could accomplish such a thing like that, and now his relationship to the chometz doesn't remain anymore in the status that the Torah is answering in Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze. That's what we come out of this Rashi. Bittul is something that chometz in the status after a bittul, the Torah never that doesn't go into the isra of Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze. Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze is the Torah is talking to a chometz which a person is actually more a dai de iluya, right? That his mind is on it, that he wants to have the chometz as chometz. But if a person relates to his chometz as after the ara, he's disassociating himself with this as chometz, as what it is, and now it's not anymore in the status that the Torah said a person can have in the Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze. Now, when we'll talk about Tosfos, we'll see a little bit better what we're coming to exclude over here. This is what Rashi says. That means when a person does bittul, what he's doing, that this is a kiyum of tashbisu. He's being mekayim with his essay of tashbisu, and thereby he's making his chometz in such a status that the Torah doesn't aser chometz in this status in the Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze. That's how he's getting out of the Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos over here, you see the second Tosfos on the daf, brings the Rashi, and he asks a number of questions on Rashi. And Tosfos says, if you jump to the middle of the Tosfos, Va'oimeri, Dimidereisa bebitul ba'al masagi, the reason why the Gemara says that min haTorah, if a person is mevatel his chometz, he's safe in the Baal Yiro Baal Yimotze. Why? Mitam, the reason is, the me'acha shebitle have a hefker, v'yotze mirshusay, u'mutim. Tosfos says that what bittul accomplishes, that now after bittul there's no problem, person is not over anymore by Yiro Baal Yimotze, has nothing to do with tashbisu. When a person is is mevatel his chometz, he's accomplishing a hefker. This is a way of being mafker his chometz. And as Tesis continues, it's mutter if it's hefker. That is more that we just saw recently. That Gemara says that it's only osur if it belongs to you. So if you would make it that it doesn't belong to you anymore, so now that would make it the chometz is not now not in the status anymore that the Torah asks it. It's not your chometz. It's a bayirol bayimotze. Even if it is in your house, only if it's your chometz. If it's not your chometz, then you don't have the issa bayirol bayimotze. So according to Tosfos, the way we're getting around the issa of bayirol bayimotze is not through a kim of tashbisu. Tosfos tashbisu means to destroy. That's that mitzvah. Person does bittel, it's not mekayim tashbisu, but he's saving himself from bayirol bayimotze because that issa is only to have chometz by your own in your house. If the chometz in your house doesn't belong to you, like the Gemara Darshins, if it doesn't belong to you, then you're not oivern. So therefore, we want to be mafker his chometz, doesn't belong to him anymore, now he's safe from bayirol bayimotze. So this is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, right over here on the Afdalid, Amud Beis. What is bittel, and how does bittel help us take us out of the bayirol bayimotze? So often Tosfos' side. Right? Tosfos tells us that bittel is a hefker. If the whole issa bayirol bayimotze is not to have chometz that you own in your rishus, so if you make it that it's not yours anymore, so then you don't have the problem of bayirol bayimotze. There's a mitzvah say of tashbisu. That's a mitzvah to do something to the chometz itself. Destroy the chometz, get rid of the chometz. When you do bittel, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah essay of tashbisu. But that's not what we're trying to do over here. What we're trying to do over here is midrais. We're trying to get out of the issa bayirol bayimotze. So by being mafkirit through bittel is a form of hefker. That's how you're getting around the issa. That's what Tosfos says. In Rashi, seems to be something else. Rashi seems to be saying that bittel is not hefker. You're not making it hefker. That's not what's happening by bittel. Rashi says that the source of a bittel helping is because when the Torah says tashbisu includes hashbosu b'leiv, and according to that, what that would mean is that the accomplishment of bittel ka'afra da'ara. That situation of chometz is already not anymore the iser. The iser of bayirol bayimotze in the first place only is if chometz is in such a status by you that it's daite iluya. Once you make it lav daite iluya, then in the first place the Torah never asked this. And so that's what we're accomplishing. Either way, what we're doing is that we're doing something to the chometz to make it that's not in the status of chometz that the Torah said bayirol bayimotze. Either you're doing it by releasing your ownership through a hefker, or you're doing it through bittel. That's Rashi and Tosfos say over here. Now there's a famous Ran. What we're discussing is over here. Those who have in their Gemara the Ran in the very beginning of the Masechta. The very beginning of the Masechta, the Ran, if you see in the third paragraph, he starts making a hakdama, a preface over here to certain things that are important to know. He says, "Neshri isi binyana bediko bittel dvorim muuravim." Since I see that there's confusion concerning bedika and bittel, ra'is lefashin yofa yofa. So I thought that it was important for me to clarify. That's how he starts over there. And he talks about many things. I guess we might as well start just from right after over there. He says, Haresha Amra Torah. You see where that is? This is the fourth paragraph. Oh. Okay. See that is? Okay, so we'll read over here. It's good to see this ram. Haresha Amra Torah B'yam Harishin Tashbisus Omim Bateichem. And the Pasuk tells us as a mitzvah of Tashbisu V'omar B'gimora Midaraisa B'bitl Ba'almo Sagi Midaraisa B'bitl would be enough V'nafgulon. Now B'bitl be enough in the context of the moral we saw was take care of the Ba'ril by Motze V'nafgulon Midachsev Tashbisu Floyk Siv Tevara Tisrifu. And the source of Bittul comes from this pasuk over here, Tashbis, like we just saw in Rashi. Right now he's quoting Shittas Rashi. Doesn't say Tevara or Tisrifu, which would refer to doing something to the Chometz itself. Doesn't say it. It's a Lashon of Hashbosa. Ke'in Shepish Babes Kechovim Hashchei Sorif Kale. Those Lashonis that the Torah when talks about doing something to the thing itself. Kedevri Rashi is out. Right? This is how Rashi learns Gemara, Tashbisu, or different Lashon in the Pasuk. Fitagum Unkelis, that is the Lashon of the Targum. Tashbisu, Tevatlum, Lashon of Bittel, would imply. Yinam in Afklam B'chasiv, La'yiralucho, Kedevri B'senat Tafasim Zal. Or else the source of Bittel helping comes from the fact that Pasuk, when it talks about the Isra of Baal Yiro, it says, Yiro Lecho. That's the source. It has to be yours. And by making Bittel, it's not yours anymore. The Sifri would seem to imply, by Taisvis, because the Sifri brings as the source of Bittel, Yiro Lecho. Not Tashbisu. Yiro Lecho. That as a result of Bittel, you're making that it's not Lecho anymore. Now the Ran continues, and he says, Ma'u inyan Bittel. Ma'u inyan Bittel zeh mukach b'gimor gabi hod amr ha'boilik tzor shivatel the Bittel midin hefkerhu. The Ran says that our sugya, right? Haboidik tzorchi vatal, it's mukach ma gemora, that bittel is, works because of hefker, mitam hefker. Vahainu d'mai sinah lahi d'sefe te'enim, that's the gemora that gemora brings. Now he says like this, v'yavagav de hefker ki agav n'le mahani, he says that even though it would seem for the gemora, that the gemora compares it so that Bryce of Sefer Te'enim would seem to be, there he understands that it's working in the line of Hefker. But it tells us that it's not so simple. Not so simple to say that a Bittul will create a Hefker. Definitely, if someone wanted to be Mafker in this way, it wouldn't work. If someone says concerning his nechasim, he has something he wants to get rid of, he wants to be mafkir, and he would say, deliv to level ka'afro, let's say he would use that, those terms. Right? My car, you know, it's an old car, I want to be mafkir it. Right? He doesn't say we're hefkir, right? And the way he's going to create the hefkir is by saying it should become bottle ka'afro da'ara. Loi mashm da'ave hefkir. That's not a lotion of hefkir that his ownership will be relinquished when he says that. V'su, the bigmor amin mevatle beliboy. This is a question over here as to whether this mashmois of the gemora is we could take out of the gemora this and that. But the Ran understands from the gemora. The gemora says a lashon number of times mevatle beliboy, right, which seem to imply that bittul's believe. And the truth is, the Rashi by us. We just quoted in Rashi, and Avraham Beis also mentions Beliboy, that Bittel one doesn't really have to speak out the betel. It's enough for a person just to think in his heart. Being that that's so, the Ran says that that's another reason why this is not a simple hefker. The Ran says that definitely if a person wants to be mafkir something that he owns, if he just thinks in his mind that I want to be mafkir, that wouldn't accomplish hefker. It wouldn't relinquish his ownership. Nothing would change. The Ran says an idea which we find concerning other things, but the Ran applies it to here. Dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. That words in a person's heart that are not expressed, einam dvorim, they don't have the power to accomplish a change of status. So if a person would just think, even the right words of hefker, right? A person would think in his mind, I would like to be mafker something, without speaking it out, it wouldn't create a hefker. Dvorim shebelev, it's in his heart, it has to be expressed. So another reason why over here, that the biddle does help believe, it's not a simple hefker. As the Ran is coming to point out. Brings another raya, something that we're not going to go into, Rabbi Yossi Shita. If you skip to the next line, in the middle of the next line, he says, Ela hainu taimen. Ela hainu taimen. This is how it works. He said, on the one hand, it's going to accomplish a hefker. That's the end result over here. That's what he says. But it's not simply how it might be mashma and toisvis that bittel is a maisa hefker. Right? These words can create hefker. That's what toisvis would sound like. On that, the Ran says, true that the end result of a bittel is that it became hefker. And the reason why one's not even by yiroi, by motze, is because it's hefker. But the way when a person does the maisa bittel, he says the words, doesn't say the words, he thinks in his heart, the bittel, the way it makes it hefker, that's what he's going to come to explain. How does that help? Elahainu taima, this is the reason. Misham denehi demai dehave b'shusi de'inish. True, something which a person owns, it's b'shusi loy motzi mafke le ki hagavna. He definitely can't be mafke, he can't relinquish his ownership. Something which his ownership in the first place was very strong, on something, has a full ownership on something, and a person can't relinquish his ownership by making a bittul. However, chometz shani, chometz is different. Chometz is different. Lefi she'en b'shusa shel adam. Chometz is not in the possession of a person, which is the Gemara that we have towards the end of the Omid, in this piece of Gemara that we're discussing right now. The context of the Gemara is that the Gemara tells us that after the Zman Ha'Isser, when Chometz becomes Osir Bahanoah, at that point a person can't do Bittul anymore. Why? Because it doesn't belong to him anymore. Right? That's what Gemara tells us. Simply, the reason for that is that something which is Osir Bahanoah, a person can't have any pleasure from it anymore, so he loses his ownership on it, being that he has nothing in it anymore. It's valueless to him. This is what the Gemara says by us. This is a clear Gemara. We'll understand it like that for now. That even if a person once owns something, but if something causes it to become osir b'hanoah, he can't have any pleasure from it. It's not worth anything to him anymore. So now his ownership dissolves, being that he has nothing, there's nothing here for him to own anymore. So chometz is such a thing. Chometz, the Gemara says, lachar sheishos. The Gemara says at a certain point that chometz becomes also banoah and it leaves his rishos. So if so, so how is it possible? So how is a person even by motzei? Right? That's the Gemara discusses. The Gemara says something. That the Torah put it back into his rishos in order for him to be over. Which means like this, that there really is something which is a contradiction over here. On the one hand, at the point that chometz becomes osbano, it really leaves a person's rishos. Once it leaves a person's rishos, It's not his anymore. So how is it possible to ever buy your own by Motzi? What's the Torah saying, buy your own by Motzi? It's not yours. As soon as it becomes also, it's not yours. It can't be Erev anymore. So Chazal understood from that, that when the Torah is saying that you are over, the way to understand that is that even though true, the Issa Hano took it out of his Rishus, but the Torah is saying that if that's the only thing that took it out of your Rishus, you didn't do anything on your own to get it out of your Rishus, just the Issa that the Torah itself gave took it out of your Rishus, and now the Torah is saying that, well, we're going to consider that still it's still in your Rishus concerning the Issa of Ba'i Ro Ba'i Motzi. A special din, right? It's a chiddush din that the Torah says that I'm going to consider that still in your rishus and to be over and by your by motzah. Being there, you didn't do anything to take it out. It was the Isser of HaTorah which took it out. So now the point of the Ran is like this, that chometz, a person really has a different kind of relationship to chometz than has to anything else, because chometz, truthfully, is not his once that Zman Isser comes. The whole by your by motzah is really a chiddush that the Torah put it back into his rishus that he should be over. That's what he's saying over here. Chometz shani. Chometz is different. The reason why through bittul a person could create a hefker on chometz, even though he can't do that to anything else he owns, bittul is not enough to create a hefker. Chometz is different. Chometz, truthfully, after this man of Isser, does not belong to a person anymore. Ela shasa kosov ki iluhu b'shusay. Like we just mentioned, the Torah considered it that like it's in his b'shus in order for him to be over. U'mishim hachi, being so that it really doesn't belong to him, b'gilei daito ba'almo deloi nichalei, just with a gilei das, a person reveals his interest. The leve schuso begave klal. The loy nichale that he's not interested to have anything to do with his chometz. Sagi, that's enough. So what the Ran over here is telling us is like this: that being that chometz, regardless, really shouldn't belong to you, because the Issa takes it out of your rishus. Now the Torah is putting it back into your rishus for one to be over. So to stop that process, that the Torah should put it back into your rishus, that's where bittul comes in. That's enough. A person could think in his mind that this chometz is ka'afra da'ara. That's enough that if he does that, then the Torah won't put it back in his rishus. Now that it's not back in his rishus, it's hefker. Right? So the end result is that of Hefker, but the reason why a Bittul could help, which Bittul can't accomplish a Hefker on something that he has a strong ownership on it, is because Chometz in the first place, his ownership is really a weak ownership. He really doesn't have an ownership. Just that the Torah is putting it into his Rishos in order for him to be over. So in order to stop that happening, that's what Bittul helps. Now, according to this, it should follow like this. Now, let's say, according to Beit Tosis, would be mashma. That bittul is mitam hefker. It is a maisa hefker. That's what it would sound like from Tosis. So, as soon as when a person, lel yidalit, a person is mevatel his chometz, so right then and there, his chometz became hefker. Right? So that chometz doesn't belong to him anymore. Point to this Ran, that the bittul really only helps together with this that the Torah took the chometz out of his rishus. So according to the Ran learns that the bittul really doesn't accomplish anything really till later. Right? What you just be megaladas now, right now at this point the chometz is not awesome. So the chometz, you have a full ownership on your chometz. You have full ownership, so bittul doesn't do anything. Like you're saying, so at this point, well, you dial it. Yeah? You have full ownership on your chometz, like anything else you own. If bittul couldn't accomplish a hefker on something else, on your old car, it's not going to accomplish a bittul on the chometz either. This that bittul helps on chometz is that only at a point when it comes that the isser is going to take it out of his rishos. However, if he wasn't mevatel then the Torah would put it back in order for him to be over. So now that he was mevatel, so at that point it doesn't come back into his rishos. So that's kinnira how the Ran learns, and therefore, like we're saying, that the time of the accomplishment of the bittul really is first at the zman ha'iser later. A person makes the bittul, and he accomplishes that association that he has, and that'll stay till that point of the zman ha'iser. The difference would be, let's say, that if bittul is mitam hefker, so once he does it, it's over. It's not his anymore. So even if he like changed his mind and say he wanted back, unless he makes a new kinyan on the chametz, it's not his. But according to where the Ran is learning, that the bittul really is only accomplished later at the zman ha'iser. So a person has to really maintain his bittul till later. If a person will be chayzer from his bittul, well, chayra, it wouldn't help. Because like we're saying, because the accomplishment of the bittul really only helps at a point that the chametz, regardless, doesn't belong to him because of the iser. Okay, so this is the famous Ran over here, which the truth of the matter is that already earlier Rishonim say this idea. This is what the Ran says. Okay, so it would seem to me that we have three possibilities of understanding how bittul works. Rashi tells us that it goes into in tashbisu, it's a kim tashbisu, it's not a hefker. In Rashi, the simple understanding, why Rashi learns like he does, is like we see from the Ran, that it's not so simple that bittul could accomplish a hefker. You see from the Ran, a simple hefker, it can't. Even Taisus himself is a little bothered with this. Mor says that hefker needs is b'fnei shloisha. Taisus deals with that problem on the page over here. So that's simply why Rashi took a different route. That bittul is not going to accomplish hefker. So therefore, bittul must be something else. Where does it come from? That's what Rashi says, that the Torah is telling us this idea in the essay of Tashbisu. So according to Rashi, bittul, not mitam hefker, bittul is something that the Torah tells us in Tashbisu, do bittul, and now you put the chametz in a status which the Torah says that's not osur anymore. There's no isabai or by matzah in that status. Now according to Rashi, it comes out that the person has a kim of a mitzvah's essay when a person is mevatel. Tosis, on the other hand, tells us that the accomplishment of bittul is really hefker. That's really what it is. Not any different than would a person to be mafker it. Now that it's not his, so that's why he's not over by Rabbi Emotze. Right? Tosis seems to understand that this could work mitam hefker. The Mephoshim say that according to Tosfos in Ochanami, that a person will have to speak out the bittul. This that the Ran mentioned, that Mashmoyis HaGemor is believe, right, that's all according to Shittas Rashi, according to Shittas Haran, but according to Tosfos, that it would seem to be that it's a Maisa Hefker, that's what you're doing over here. So in Ochanami, right, if you hold that Vom Shablev is a problem, then you have to speak it out. This that the Gemara says Lushanis of Mavatul Belivai doesn't mean to imply that it's only that's all present as well. What it means is that a person has to be his lave has to be agreeing to what he's saying when he's mafter it. But in order for that to work, he'll have to express it. And according to Tosfos, There's no kim of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means to destroy the chometz. He's not doing that. He's just getting himself out of the barabayim by motze, because all the Torah says, only if it's yours. If not yours, you're not over. But a person has no kim of the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. He's not mevatel Tashbisu either, not because the din of Tashbisu is only when you have chometz to destroy, And that's when the Torah says you got to do it. If you don't, then you're over. And if a person makes that and he doesn't have any chametz by other means, he's not over the esef tashbisu, but a positive kim of tashbisu he doesn't have because he's not doing something that the Torah says in tashbisu to do. So the Rashi that we read before in Davov Amibayz, the first Rashi in the sugya over here, Habodeh Tzorch Levatel Beliboy, that Rashi mentions Beliboy. That's a very good Rashi Lishitosei. That's all that's necessary to do believe. Okay, so the Mora goes on. The Mora says like this: My timing. Everyone wants to know, what's the reason, what's the purpose, what's the person that a person has to do a bedika? A bittul. You're making a bedika, you're searching your house, you're taking out any chometz that's here, so what's the problem? Where's the possible problem of bayir ol bayim otzeh that you want to accomplish by the mevatel chometz? That's Rashi's my time, hari mevar kol animtza. He's getting rid of anything that was found. Why is it necessary still to do a bittul? And that Gemara says as follows: Inema mishim pirurim. The Gemara says possibly, maybe because of pirurim, crumbs that are left behind. Maybe that's the reason why it's necessary to do bittul, because the bedika didn't pick up. You're not getting rid of the crumbs with a bedika. Maybe that's why you need a bittul. But the Gemara says, "Holei chashivi pirurim anach choshev." Now, what do we mean to say with anach choshev? So we'll see that the Rishonim say that it's not necessary to make a positive bittul on pirurim, on crumbs, because these are betelin me'aleihim, loshen of the rosh. Now, as far as pirurim, this gemara would seem to imply that had the gemara not answered lo chashivi, which we're saying means that it's not necessary to make a positive bittul because they're bottled by themselves, but it would seem to imply that had not been for that, then pirurim there'd be a problem of bayiro bayimotzi. Now there's actually a question in my foreshin Rishonim that the first question is like this: what's the shear? How much chometz does a person have to be over bayiro bayimotzi? We know that Isurei Torah, which are Isra Achila, have a shear of a kezayis. But this is not a kezayis. This is not an Isra Achila. It's not an Isra Achila. So, on the one hand, the Gemara might seem to imply that being that it's not Isra Achila, so there is no shear kezayis. And the shear of Bayir Ol Bayimotzi really is anything. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Inema mishim pirurim. Right? That's how we can learn the Gemara. Pirurim, which refer to crumbs, the Gemara means that there's an Isra of Bayir Ol Bayimotzi, even on small pieces, because the shear of kezayis doesn't relate to this Isser. It's not an Isser Achila. Rabbi Mora says that true that there would be an Isser even on something this size, but it's not necessary to make a bittul because of this. That's not why one must make a bittul, because Lei Chashivi Bebetelem Me'aleim. Other Meforshim, other Shittas, the Ashittas in the Shem, they hold that no, that Avara there's a Shir Kezayis on Bayiro Bayimotzin. Less than that, is not. So what does the Gemara mean over here? So there's another question that the Rishonim talk about. Right? Famous question about the din of Chatzishir. We know that there's a din of Chatzishir that's also in our Torah, You pass like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzis she'asim ha'atera. Like I mentioned before, yisuri achil ne'atera are kezayis. Does that mean that if a person wants to eat a chatzis ayis of chalev, a person may eat it? Okay, midrabban zichar also, even according to Shlokesh. But what about the issa teira? Right, issa teira, a person only gets malchus if he eats a kezayis. Does that mean that min ha'atera it's mutter to eat less than a kezayis? So this is the famous sugya in the beginning of the 8th parak in Yuma, chatzis shir also min ha'atera, shittas Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like that, chatzis shir is also min ha'atera. So therefore, in this gemara over here, even if it were to be that there's a shir kezayis on Bai Rabbi Motzei, and these perurim were to be less than a kezayis, nevertheless, because of dinu chatzis shir also min ha'atera, that could have been the explanation over here why we need to make a bitl over here that we shouldn't be over in Issa. But the truth is, even that is a very big question. Famous Shagas Arye, which talks about it, and he says that there is no din chatzis shir on Bayir or Bayi Motzei. What he says is in short, maybe a different time I have a chance to discuss this sugya at length. But the Gemara in Yuma over there, discussing the Isser of Chatzis Shir, the Gemara says as far that the reason why Chatzis Shir is also because it's Chozil Itz Darufei. Because this first half is fit to be mistaf with a second half to make the full shir. And that's the basis. Whatever exactly this for is also a question in the Mephoshim. But what the Gemara says over there is that the reason why Chatzis Shir is also is because it's Chozil Itz Darufei, because this one half is fit to be added together with the second half to bring an oynish. So it would seem to you after that Gemara that the Issa Chatzis Shir is dependent on only something which is Chozil Itz Darufei. The Mephoshim even discussed about, you know, what does Chazal Zarufi mean. Some Mephoshim talk about, let's say a person were to eat a Chatzis Shir the last second of Yom Kippur, right? Is that considered Chazal Zarufi? You know, you can't eat a second, it's not Chazal Zarufi anymore. The question is how you deal with the Chazal Zarufi. But Shankar Zayi says over here that as far as the din by Rabbi Motzei, this is not something which is fit to be mitzaref, because he says, what are we talking about? If in your house right now you only have a chatzis ayis, so if you get rid of this and then another chatzis ayis comes in, so what's joining the two together? Even by yisurei achila, if a person eats a chatzis ayis and then a person waits more than kli achilas pras, eats a second chatzis ayis, so he's not like it, because you don't there's nothing to join the two together. It remains a half and a half. What joins the half with the second half is only if we could view it as one achila. Right? That's why by all dina achila, even by mitzvahs, a person has to eat it by achilas pras in order that it should add together the shir. You got to eat a kezayis of matzah. Right? If you eat a kezayis now and an hour later, you eat a chatzis ayis now and another chatzis ayis an hour later, so you ate two chatzis ayis and you never ate a kezayis. So the amount of time has joined it together. But as far as the body motzah, there's nothing to join together. You know, if you have in your house a chatzis ayis here and chatzis ayis over here, so you have in your house a whole ayis. If at one point you don't have a full ayis, there's nothing to join it together. So that's why the Shagasai, I believe, says that there's no iser of chatzis shir or bayir or bayim motzei. Now, according to that, how do we learn the Gemara over here? The din of pirurim. So these mefarshim have to learn the Gemara that when we're talking about pirurim over here, that even though that the pieces are small size, but you have the mouth of a kezayis in your house, right? Because if we're saying that you need a shir kezayis and there's no iser chatzis shir, so what's What do you have over here that I would need to make a bittul? Right? I'm just trying to understand that what's the reason why Chazal will misak in the bittul? If they misak in because of pirurim, that's a possibility in the Gemara. What does pirurim mean? So according to this, that pirurim will have to mean that you have enough pieces that'll add to a kezayis. If in your house at one time you have a kezayis, that'll meet the shear of the iser. On that, the Gemara is saying that maybe that's the reason why there's a bittul. On that, the Gemara says halei chashivi. It's not chosh, and therefore it's not necessary to make a bittul. The Gemara over here says v'chitem kivin the mitul hu agav beisi chashivi. The Gemara says a sfora that maybe even though they're not, they themselves are not chosh, but since they're being watched, they're being kept in the house, amongst other things that maybe that'll give them a chashivis. Gemara brings a raya, not like that. Let's just go on to the way the Gemara comes. Omar Rova, if you follow the Gemara like around 6 lines down, Gemara says Omar Rova, gzeir shem yimza glusku yofa v'dayte iluya. Rova says the reason why there's a din bittul, we have to be mevatel chometz even after we made a bedika, because there's a concern that maybe someone will find a glusku yofa. Vidaite iluya. He'll find a piece of chometz, glusku yofa. See, that in itself, we'll see, is a question what glusku yofa means. Right? Is it referring to just the size, or it's more than the size? Vidaite iluya. And being that it's a glusku yofa, so this is something that a person will want. We'll see in Rashi how he learns. And this is the concern over here. That if a person was not mevatel, he only made a bedika, now a piece of chometz turns up. If a piece of chometz turns up, we're concerned that now he'll be over by Yerol by Yemotzi. Why is that so? Because there's a gluska yofa, daite iluya. And Rashi explains, let's see the Rashi right over here. That it's choshev to him, this piece. And he's concerned, he doesn't want to burn it. Right? It's a nice looking piece of cake over here. To destroy it, he's not ready to do that on the minute. And therefore he waits, even for a small amount of time. Like Rashi mentioned before. So what does Rashi say? That the reason why Chazal were misak to make a bittul is because a concern that a person might meet up with chometz after he made his bedika at a time when there's an Isra Ba'al Yiro Ba'al Yimotze. And at that point, we can't rely that he's going to do what he has to do. Meaning to say this, that if a person, it's mashal from Rashi, that if he would, if it wasn't a glusku yofa, if it was something that he has no problem burning, and he would take it right away and go to burn it, then there wouldn't be any problem with Ba'al Yiro Ba'al Yimotze. Right? This really seems to be maybe a question in the sugi before. But it would seem to be from this Rashi that, like, Shoyim definitely say that even though a person has chometz at a time that there's an Issa Ba'al Yiro Ba'al Yimotze, but if he's being involved in burning it, so it's not burnt, and there was a point of time that he owned the chometz, he's not ever Ba'al Yiro Ba'al Yimotze. And that's why over here, we're talking about a glusku yofa, v'dayte iluya, so it's going to be difficult for him to burn it right away. We're concerned that he'll have a little struggle at whether he should burn it right away, even if he eventually ends up burning it, because that's the right thing to do. But meanwhile, at that point, in between, that he wasn't also in being mevayer the chometz, then he'll be eved isur by Rabbi Motze. So that's why that there's Chazal or Mesak, and then one has to be Mevatel. If he's Mevatel, his Chometz, so this Chometz doesn't belong to him. So even if he has a difficulty burning it, which we'll see. I mean, the din is that he's supposed to burn it regardless. But as far as the Ba'ir Ba'ir Matzah, he's safe because he was Mavatl already. And like Rashi says, that he was Mekayim B'Tashbisu, and therefore this piece of Chomer is not subject to the Issa Ba'ir Ba'ir Matzah, so he's safe. Alright, so this is the Chesh Magimor. This is why we're Chazal, we're Mesak and Bitul, because we can't rely only on Bedika, because if something else turns up later, which is a person won't be quick to destroy it, and there's a problem of Ba'ir Ba'ir Matzah. So that's why Chazal, we're Mesak and a Bitul. So now, even if it's something that he's not ready to burn, but this Gluskli Yofa is not his, or it's not in the status anymore to be over the Issa Ba'ir Ba'ir Matzah. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "V'chi mishkachas lei livtulei." The Gemara asks the question that, okay, we understand the basis of needing a bittul, but why is it necessary to make a bittul now? Habodik tzor shivatul. That would imply b'shas bedika, like Rashi says. Why do you have to make the bedika right now? If the concern is that you might find a piece of chametz. So, when you find it, we'll do it. Why is it necessary to do it now? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara says, "Dilma mishkachas lebosar yisura." Our concern is that you'll find it after the zman ha'yisur v'lav b'shusei kaimo, and at that point, it doesn't belong to him anymore, like we discussed before. V'imotzam iftel, and he can't be mavatal it anymore. The Gemara brings the memra that it's in a b'shusei shalodom. So let's hear the Gemara. So the Gemara right now asks that, sure, we understand the necessity for Bittul, but being that what makes the Bittul necessary is the turning up of the Chometz, a piece of Chometz ends up finding it, so when that happens, we'll make the Bittul. Right? That's, why is it necessary to make the Bittul now? That was the Gemara's question. That the Gemara says, well, being that we don't know when the Chometz is going to turn up, or we'll see, maybe even more, that the whole concern is that the Chometz is going to turn up really after this Man HaYisr. At that point, you can't make the Bittul anymore. That's the Gemara's answer. So that's why we're making the Bittul now. At the time that this Chometz is going to turn up, a Bittul's not going to help, because at that point, it's not B'shusei anymore. It's not his. Now, let's just focus on that for a minute over here. And the Gemara tells us like this. The Gemara just told us that La'achaz Man HaYisr, a person can't make bittul anymore. It means that he doesn't have the power anymore to make, because it's not really his. According to Tosfos, that bittul is hefker. So that we understand very good. You can only mafker something which is yours. If it's not yours, it can't be mafker it. The Torah put it into his rishus only to be over, but not to give him the ownership that one needs to accomplish something on it. According to Rashi, you see from this Gemara also in the same thing, that whatever bittul is, but bittul is something which requires an ownership, that the person has to have an ownership on it. And the Mefarshim are compare it to such a concept of bittul by Avodah Zorah also, which is also such a thing. Certain things, bittul rishus we had in the previous Masechta, in Erevin. That requires a bilus in order to accomplish the bittul. So that's what we're saying over here, that once it comes into this mana isser, then the person's bilus is lost, so he can't accomplish anything on the chometz. So being that lachas mani sura, he can't make the bittul, that's why chazal were mesak, and the bittul should be done right away. Let's just speak out about Taisis just for a minute. Taisis asks on Rashi, in the Pshat and the Gemara, Daiti Iluya. The Gemara says, Gusku Yafkov Daiti Iluya. Pirish, Veloy Baltal Me Elav Kme Pirurim. Taisis is saying a different Pshat than Rashi. Right? We'll start with Rashi, then we'll come back. Pirish Kuntris Kosher. Rashi says, Daiti Iluya means his Chosale. Right? His Chosale. It's a piece that a person doesn't want to part with. So on that, Tosfos asks on Rashi's pshat, "Val pirush hakuntres kosher, my poruch ki mishkachas le nivtalei." What is the Gemara's question? That when you find it, you should be mevatel. Hapirish v'dayit alei shechasa lilevadlo. Please ask the question on Rashi. According to Rashi, explains that what's the point of the Gemara? Gluska yofa v'dayit eluya. Rashi seems to be v'dayit eluya means that he wants it. Right? He doesn't want to destroy it. V'dayit eluya, his mind is on it, he wants it. And that's why the Gemara is saying that, so he's not going to burn it. On that Tosfos says that if that's true, so what's the Gemara asking? That when you find it, make the bittul, then it's Dait Eluya, telling me Dait Eluya that he wants it. So he's not going to be able to make the bittul either. That's what Tosfos asks. That the same reason why he's not going to be surfeit, that'll also prevent him from making the bittul. From Tosfos, it seems to be that making the bittul right away, you understand, right? Because you don't know what it is, so you can make the bittul right now and have the problem of Dait Eluya. But when you have this Gluska Yofa in front of you, and there's a chosa lay on it, so you're not going to be able to accomplish a bittul either. Therefore, Tosfos says, when the Gemara says Dait Eluya, doesn't mean chosa lay, doesn't mean that he has a desire to have it. He's right to be kiyuma. Tosfos says, look in the beginning of Tosfos, Pirish, v'loy baltal me'ela from perurim. And that's what all the Gemara means to say is, as in contrast to Pirurim, like we mentioned before, that when the Gemara says the reason why you don't need the Bittul for Pirurim, because the Gemara says Lei Chashivi and they're Batul Me'elov, so on that the Gemara says, Glusku Yofa V'dayte Eluya, Tosfos says the Gemara doesn't mean to say any more, like we mentioned before, Glusku Yofa just means a sizable size, that's all it means, it doesn't mean, necessarily the type of Danish that he likes, that he doesn't want to burn. Right? That's not what it means. What it means is that it's a sizable size. It's something which is not Baltimore Elof, so it requires a positive bittul, as opposed to Pirurim is something which doesn't require a positive bittul for him to make. That's what the Gemara means over here. It requires a bittul. And according to Tosfos, the Cheshire is also we're concerned about a sreifa, and that's why Chazal were masakin the bittul. He has no problem making the bittul, and therefore the Gemara is able to ask the question that why are you making the bittul now? Make the bittul later when it happens. Why is it necessary for every person to make a bittul if we're just concerned about chometz turning up? So when that happens, people will know that they'll make a bittul on that. The Gemara answers because then it's going to be too late. That's why the bittul has to be done now at a time that the bittul could be accomplished.